The Vikings had a win slip away from them in Detroit on Sunday. They controlled the game for much of the game on offense and defense, outplayed the Lions until the very end. We're going to show you some solid moments for the Vikings in that game on offense and defense. We're going to start on offense. Let's take a look at the tape. Teddy Bridgewater, good for most of the game. He had those two pesky interceptions, but he was 31 of 41 on the afternoon, including a touchdown pass to Greg Jennings, as you'll see right here. We're going to break the play down. We'll set it up before the snap. And you remember last week we broke down a Kyle Rudolph touchdown where the Vikings used play action and misdirection to get Kyle Rudolph wide open in the end zone. It's a similar philosophy here on this play. This is Greg Jennings, who's going to end up catching this touchdown pass, but a lot of things happen before Jennings can sneak underneath the formation and get to the end zone. You're going to see action by the Vikings that's going to indicate a running play to the left. You're going to have a play action fake right here from Bridgewater to Matt Asiata, and you're going to see the entire Vikings offensive line is going to move to their left, and that's going to cause the entire Lions defense to flow to their right. It's going to allow Greg Jennings to get open underneath the formation for the touchdown. You're going to see the safety right here, James Ahedebo. He's going to keep an eye on Greg Jennings. He's going to be late coming over. Darius Slay is going to be on Kyle Rudolph. Rudolph is going to stem to the middle of the field, and that's going to open up the bottom of the screen right here for Greg Jennings to get into the end zone. The Lions are late getting over. We take a look at the end zone view. You can see a better picture of how many of the Detroit Lions defenders bite on this play action. You're going to see linebacker DeAndre Levy goes that way. Even Glover Quinn is going to keep his eyes to the right and follow the run fake, leaving Greg Jennings open. At this point, Jennings catches it at about the 8-yard line. It's a race to the pylon. No one's going to beat him. Nice play design by Norv Turner. Good execution by Teddy Bridgewater. Another good example of execution by Teddy Bridgewater comes on this play. The Vikings line up in a 3-by-2 set. Three receivers to the left, two on the right at the bottom of the screen. No backs in the backfield. Teddy Bridgewater by himself. So the Lions defense here is spread out. But the Lions are going to try something tricky as well. They're going to zone blitz on this play. So you're going to see they're going to be lined up here in man coverage. And they're going to zone blitz. They're going to drop this defensive end, George Johnson, into coverage. They're going to blitz this linebacker. So this will be a zone blitz, which is going to create coverage matchup here, this linebacker on Rudolph. And then you're going to see a stunt here where defensive end Jason Jones will go underneath his fellow defensive lineman right here. So the Lions are getting sneaky in how they want to pressure Teddy Bridgewater by running a zone blitz on the left, dropping right here George Johnson into coverage, and then running this stunt underneath it, try and fool the offensive line and get pressure on Bridgewater. But Bridgewater is poised under pressure, waits a half tick for Charles Johnson right here to get open and run a post route. Defensive end George Johnson is going to drop into coverage and be in position, but Bridgewater waits just the right amount of time, hesitates there. Johnson gets past the linebacker, gets past the defensive end. He's got Cassius Vaughn on his hip, and he can run away from Cassius Vaughn. He's off to the races. That's a 40-yard gain. So, again, a good job by Teddy Bridgewater and Charles Johnson being on the same page here. Bridgewater knows he's going to get pressure because of the zone blitz and the stunt coming to his left. So he knows he's not going to have time for these long developing routes. You're going to see Jarius Wright. He's going to run a deep post. He's not going to have time to hit him there. He hits Charles Johnson quickly. It's a 40-yard gain. The Vikings get into scoring range. Now, you heard Mike Zimmer after the game compliment his defensive players for their swarming to the ball. And you're going to see an example of that right here on this play. This is a 3rd-and-4 play for the Detroit Lions. They're in the red zone. They're threatening to score. You saw Matthew Stafford throw these quick bubble screens to Golden Tate all day long. They try one right here on 3rd-and-4. The player to watch, Andrew Sendejo, starting at safety. He started 10 games for us last season, but Robert Blanton has been the starter at safety for the Vikings defense this season. He was hurt. Sendejo starts in his place, and he does a great job of diagnosing this play. You can see his eyes are on Matthew Stafford in the backfield the whole time. He sees a quick throw, runs downhill, and makes a tackle on Golden Tate. Now, Sendejo makes the play, trips up Golden Tate, but if he doesn't, look at this. You have Gerald Hodges in position to make the play. Harrison Smith is running downhill to make the play as well. And now you have three defensive linemen right here who are also flowing to the ball. So a great swarming job by the Vikings defense to make plays against the Detroit Lions offense. So unfortunately, it's a loss for the Vikings, but the offense and the defense played very well. They just didn't play well enough at the end of the game. So if the Vikings can learn to close out these games, they're going to win many more games down the road.